I'm James Cuby, and this is Foundation and Fire. I would bet all of us have experienced this with our father or mother. When we were young, we did something wrong. We knew we shouldn't have done it, but we did. Then we were caught and sent to our room. What happened next was the crucial thing, and a lot depended on who your parent was and who you were. Your father or mother came to you and said, "Now, do you know why I sent you to your room?" If we admitted what we did, and your parent was a good person, next came a hug, a big, old, comforting hug. I still remember quite a few of those. Do you? But it could also have gone the other way, when we did not admit that we'd done anything wrong, or our parent did not mix comfort with the punishment. It was all punishment, no love. You spent longer in your room than you had to. You were grounded longer than you should have been. No tender heart beneath the strong hand. Either way, what we most want when we've done something wrong is that the one responsible come to us and comfort us. But a lot depends, doesn't it, on who that comforter is. A good parent, a bad one. A good boss, a bad boss. A good teacher, a bad one. It is very difficult, impossible maybe, to receive comfort from a weak source, someone who has failed you again and again, who promises that this time he'll be there, he'll help, he'll come through, he promises, this time. Or a government that takes a lot of your money and then can't account for where it all went when they spent it on that big thing. Or a good feeling that you have, that you think, "Boy, this must be from God," but again and again your feelings lead you to do something that hurts yourself and others. For comfort to be real, it has to come from a strong, a mighty source, a father and husband who does the right thing day after day for his family and his wife, a boss who makes sure all her employees receive their bonuses for a job well done, a teacher who arrives early and stays late so that her students will be prepared for life. Each strong, powerful, mighty in their own way, and because they choose to do the strong, the right thing, they are a comfort to those they love and serve. They can be trusted, and we, on our side, must make daily deposits of trust in that relationship. When we've done something wrong or not up to snuff, we put our hand up without a fuss and say, "Yep, that's on me. I'll make it right." That kind of relationship is strong. It's built on trust. The people in the relationship, they know each other. They don't expect perfection, but they do enjoy a level of comfort with one another that makes all the difference. The book of Isaiah has been called the fifth gospel for this reason, his deep, strong message of comfort and trust. In it, we hear God saying to Isaiah, "Comfort, comfort my people. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for." This call to comfort comes in the middle of punishment, and we can see in the next few verses that it is the mighty God who sent them into exile who now comes to comfort and to gather his sheep into his arms. And Isaiah says, "See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart." What have you experienced in the past few weeks, months, or even years that you need comfort for, that you need to be healed from? The power of the mighty God is not an abstract power, but becomes very specific in the comfort that he alone can give to us. Turn to him today in prayer and ask for his divine comfort. It will surely come, and when it does, you will know that he is the good shepherd as he gathers you into his arms.